Hi, I'm Tedra Rogers. I play Amy in the new season of Cruel Summer, and this is Young Entertainment Meg. Am I excited for the new season of Cruel Summer to drop? Of course, I'm so excited. And my favorite part are the costumes, and I'm so excited for everyone to see them. Okay, so listen, I actually didn't watch the first season of Cruel Summer before the show, and I actually haven't watched it yet because I'm Canadian and it's not available in Canada. It didn't air in Canada. So right now I'm in LA and I'm gonna binge it right before the show comes up. So no spoilers, please. My audition process for the role of Amy was pretty straightforward. I did a self-tape audition, and then like a week or two later, I got a call back. It went really well. It was really fun, actually. It was really sweet. The feedback I got right away was I did one take, and they were like, "Don't do anything. We don't want to mess with it. It's perfect," which is like the most enthusiastic feedback you can get in a callback. So that felt really good. And then I kind of just let it go. I'd enjoyed the process, moved on. And a few days later, I got a call from my agent, and she was like, "Listen, they love you, but they want to know if you'll go blonde." And literally 2 weeks before, I'd been talking to my agent, and I was like, "Okay, what if I went blonde?" She was like, "I don't know." And so it was just like perfect happenstance, and everything came together, and it was really, really exciting. My character, Amy, in the new season of Cruel Summer is a total Y2K girly. She is obviously a classic, not right now, but I was, when we shot the show, a classic 90s blonde. And I thought that she might be like a stereotype mean girl, but she isn't at all. Cruel Summer has such detailed and like nuanced storytelling. And so instead, she was this really caring, like fun person who loves her friends, but also wants to keep the party going. So it was a blast playing her. Filming season two of Cruel Summer was a little bit tricky, actually. With the three timelines, there were definitely days where I had to go back to the script and check what we were doing and really be like, okay, where are we in this plotline? Because we do shoot really disjointed, and sometimes we even go back and they like pick up a little detail that maybe we needed, a little bit more of something. But it was also really fun because you don't always get to shoot something with such different storylines and then go back and visit it again. It was definitely a really different filming experience, and I really enjoyed it. My experience on set shooting season two of Cruel Summer was actually really cold. It was unseasonably warm, and all of us in the cast, we would like do a scene and we'd be in, really cute summer outfits, and then we'd all kind of huddle around these fires, or there was some locations where they actually had like a little hot tub, like a soft-sided one for everybody to get in and warm up in. So it was really fun and a great bonding experience. One thing I learned during this acting experience actually wasn't that much about acting. I was really fortunate. I got to work really closely with a lot of the directors for a lot of our episodes, and I got to really watch them and really see how they direct, because I am interested in not only acting, but also directing and writing and producing my own work. So actually, I mean, acting is always wonderful and I love doing it, but I learned a lot more about behind the camera on this shoot, and I'm really grateful for it. The most challenging thing about shooting this season of Cruel Summer, other than being cold a lot of the time, actually was with Pavia Sidhu, who plays Kelly, and our characters, Kelly and Amy, are really good friends. Her and I were in the background a lot together when it wasn't a close-up on the two of us, and we weren't necessarily the main part of the scene. And we just had so much fun, and we had a hard time not breaking character in the background sometimes. So keep your eyes peeled for us, because we were always having a lot of fun. My usual day shooting Cruel Summer would kind of start one of two ways. It would either start at like 4 o'clock in the morning, or it would start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because we'd either be shooting all day or we'd shoot overnight. We shot overnight a lot. But usually I get up, I wash my hair, I diffuse it because I have naturally wavy hair. I do like a skincare routine. I wear sunscreen. I always wear sunscreen. And then I'd go to set, we'd go through hair and makeup, and then we'd go and shoot all day. And we're a big ensemble, so you do not go back to your trailer. Once you are on set, we are on set all day. So we spent a lot of time hanging out. And what I would usually do to get into character as Amy was honestly really fun. I listened to a bunch of like the top hits from Y2K from the late 90s, early 2000s. And then I also watched like a bunch of Y2K films and TVs. I got really into Buffy and X-Files, and I'm still working my way through them because there's so many seasons. And I really loved doing it. Like, it was so much fun. Curl Summer is dropping weekly starting on June 5th. And I personally, I don't have the self-restraint to wait for shows to come out. If they're dropping weekly, I'll watch it week by week. But I think if I prefer for an episode to be dropped weekly, or if I prefer to binge watch, I think I prefer to binge watch it. I love being in like a little world. I just want to be immersed and I want to watch the whole show. But then I have this really bad habit. I will watch a whole season of a show, and then sometimes I won't watch the final episode for like a really long time because I'm like, well, but I just want to savor it. So that's my dirty secret, is that like I will almost finish a show. Like, I don't think I've ever even seen the final episode of Parks and Rec. I should go watch it. My background is originally in ballet, and actually what made me transition into acting is I was in a car accident. And so I'd always wanted to be a professional ballerina. That was the big plan, to dance professionally. And then when it became clear that I couldn't really ever go back, I started looking for other ways to connect to my artistry and express myself. I started taking an acting class, and then I enjoyed it. And my instructor recommended me for like a little tiny role in a show. And I took that, and then kind of things just snowballed from there. And here we are. If I could guest star on any show, it would be Only Murders in the Building. I love the entire cast so much. The show is so good. I can't even fathom what it would be like. It would just be heaven. I think that's what I want to guest star on. Recently, I was just on Firefly Lane, and the last season was just released. And I actually was a fan of the show before, because I'm really fortunate to have a bunch of friends in the cast. So I've watched it to see their work and see how fabulous they are. And so getting to head to set, and I love a period piece costume, so getting to wear the little 70s costume was a delight. And I loved every moment of it. And my character was just like a drama queen. It was really fun to do. I'm celiac, so on set, I always have to spend quite a bit of time hanging out with our craft services team, and I'm so fortunate because they are always so caring and just so careful. Where I like go over so many ingredients looking for things, and sometimes they even pull out like special little snacks for me, like sometimes they heat up like a little gluten-free pizza for me to have as a snack, which I really, really love. And I really like fresh fruit. I'm kind of like, that's kind of a boring one, but it's always gluten-free, it's fruit. And then I'm also really partial to really sour candies. Like, I don't like sweet candy. I like really sour candy. So if it's like hour 16, I'll usually start going for those. One thing that I hope people take away from this season of Cruel Summer is what I always love taking away from when I watch a show. I just hope that people are enveloped in the story and the storytelling, and that they get lost in the twists and turns, and that they don't know what comes next, and that by the end of it, they come out and they just feel like they've been on a little, maybe scary, vacation. I'm Tedra Rogers. Thank you. And don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Mag.